Hey, Trash Talk listeners. A few months ago, you may remember we had a group of wonderful secondary students who shared with us their project in reducing fashion waste. Well, their participants of last year's Civic Exchange 2050 is now Young Environment Ambassador Program, and this year's summer program is now open for applications. So to give us some background on this great opportunity for secondary students, so Trash Talkers can apply themselves or refer to other people, is Natalie Lung from Civic Exchange. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Hello.
Maybe you want to just tell us about the program, how long it's been running and why you do it and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. So the program, as we call it, the YEA, has been running for 2 years now. And as we see a lot of like young climate leaders, you know, in recent years, we really hope to empower local youth to have, you know, the knowledge and the skills to actually lead future climate events as well. So that's why we hope to keep running this program, and it will be running this year as well.
That's really great. And how many students do you recruit?
So we're recruiting 50 students this year.
50?
Yes.
Oh, that's a lot. Do they all kind of go into your office in Civic Exchange, or do you have them across the city, or?
So we'll have a venue, you know, sponsored by the Maritime Museum. And so they'll have their lessons there, which.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So it'll be big enough so everyone can interact and it'll be comfortable.
Wow. And so you actually have lessons. Maybe walk us through what a day or a week would look like as an ambassador.
So we'll have two stages of the program. So the first one, it'll be workshops and field trips. And the second stage will be where they implement their own project ideas. So for the first one, we'll have 5 workshops and field trips. So they'll mainly be on climate science, and we'll focus on the knowledge on the 4 main topics, which are decarbonization, sustainable consumption, waste, and nature-based solution. Yes. And so apart from these, we also hope to equip them with skills that are very important to solving like the big problems in the world. So we'll have design thinking skills and project management. And we'll have some panel discussions with experts from the green industry as well, so that they can actually hear like a day-to-day aspect of what these experts are doing, and to help them to relate more to the topics.
Exactly. And maybe get them a little bit more excited about a career in sustainable management, right? Or
yes.
Yeah.
That's our hope.
Yeah, that's great. Now, this is what's crazy to me. The program is free and there's prizes. Could that be? Is yes. there a free lunch? Yes.
Yes, actually, we will have several free lunches. the program is free for all. And we want to encourage, you know, innovative ideas, project ideas from the teams. And therefore, we will have sustainable brands, which have kindly sponsored us with prizes for the winning teams.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And I love your focus on solutions, because we've been looking at some environmental schools globally. My favorite ones are the ones of what you're doing, is where you're focused on those solutions. We've got a lot of data out there that's a little bit on the depressing side. So it's nice when, you know, you encourage the kids to look forward and we're going to fix this, right?
Yes, because I think that's what we hope that they will do in the future. And
that's right.
We need strong, you know, future leaders on climate actions. And therefore, I feel like this program, you know, we hope to really give them an opportunity to initiate a project by themselves. It might be, you know, a smaller scale one, you know, they don't have a lot of time to work on it, but at least it's a start. And then they could also get feedbacks from, you know, their mentors who have been working on this problem for, you know, a very long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't expect them to solve the world, but, you know, you just learn by making your first shot at it. Right.
Yes.
Even if that's it doesn't end up being a reality.
Yes.
Okay, so what are the hoops that kids, students have to go through to apply to the program?
They just need to go to our website and download.
Do they have to write an essay?
No, they just have to tell us a little bit about themselves and, you know, why they want to join our programs, whether they could actually join all of our workshops, because we already have the timetable out.
Yeah.
And yeah, as long as they're studying in Form 3 to Form 5 this year, then they can join.
And are most of the kids Form 3 or Form 4 or 5, or it's pretty spread out?
We hope that it will be pretty spread out.
Oh, good. Okay, interesting. And it's in English or Cantonese or both?
So it's mainly in the Cantonese, but it'll be kind of supplemented with English.
Okay, because some of the technical stuff these days is in English, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, so that's really important. It's in Cantonese, which is a great opportunity for a lot of the local students, right, to really dig in on this subject, I think.
Yes, because we really hope that we could also produce some more like educational materials in Chinese, especially.
Yeah, that's a good point,
climate change.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot available in English already, but we feel like there aren't enough in Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. And how do you guys, may I ask how you fund this program? Because it seems like it would be a big project.
Yes, so we mainly have corporates and foundation fundings, but the fundings for this program mainly goes into the manpower to really coordinate the whole program.
Yeah.
And you know, to produce educational materials for the participants, because we have mentors for the teams, but they have all kindly, you know, they attend as like a volunteer, because they, you know, I think they believe in like the importance to, you know, really equip the youth with these kind of climate knowledge. So we're really grateful for that.
Oh, that's great. Oh, okay. Did we miss anything?
Hopefully not.
Well, I think the important thing, Trash Talkers, is you can go to the Civic Exchange website, and they will have more information on the Young Environment Ambassador Program. That's the name of it. And it's a very easy application, which means that you don't have to nag your kid. I mean, not having to write an essay is like a big thing. So in my,
yes,
at least
yes.
In
it's
my,
a one-page
world.
Application form.
Yeah, exactly. It's a one-pager. So this is really an exciting opportunity. It is free, and you'll have some of the, you know, leading lights really in Hong Kong as teachers. So it's a wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Natalie, for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you.
You can find all the Trash Talk episodes on iTunes and the RTHK On The Go app. Thanks to our partners, Plastic Free Seas. If you like what you hear, I also host the Sustainable Asia podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube for a more in-depth look at sustainability issues here in Asia.